From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. Leadership of the Little Rock School District is praising the settlement of a multi-year lawsuit alleging racial discrimination. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek spoke with Superintendent Michael Poore at a press conference today.
The district has agreed to pay $100,000 in attorney's fees and to improve facilities and advanced learning opportunities in schools with majority Black student populations. Superintendent Poore says there hasn't been discrimination under his leadership.
One of the things that many people wonder is, well, if you are settling, does that mean that you feel guilty? I don't think that's the case at all.
The district says it will spend $90 million from a second lien bond as part of the settlement to complete a Southwest Little Rock High School, combine J.A. Fair and McClellan High Schools, and replace Cloverdale Middle School. The district sought the bonds after a millage increase vote failed in May. The settlement includes other repairs like removing graffiti, fixing air conditioning and windows, and providing soap. It's also promising to increase the numbers of students of color in advanced placement and gifted and talented programs through better advertising.
To make sure that parents and students realize what their options are and opportunities, and we've got to expand the opportunity at some of our smaller high schools so that they can access courses that we can't deliver just because of the size of the school. So we plan to just simply market and make sure that students and parents are more aware.
The district has tried in the past to create pre-AP classes, but data shows many students of color in those programs aren't moving on to higher level courses. The lawsuit was scheduled for trial Wednesday. Plaintiff's attorney, State Representative John Walker, did not return requests for comment. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.